Formalizing a government-to-government relationship between tribes and the state was the message and the mission today of former members of a commission tasked with addressing tribal self-governance. As APRN's Josh Edge reports, the report says rural governance remains unfinished business in Alaska.
The Alaska Commission on Rural Governance and Empowerment first reported on the need for tribal recognition 15 years ago. Veronica Slager, the president of the North Star Group and member of the original commission, says today's report outlines the need for the state to recognize a native way of life priority, allow for tribal jurisdiction, and develop natural resources for the benefit of local people. Slager says these priorities all allude to one thing.
The number one recommendation is that the state, at some level, whether it's a legislative initiative or administrative initiative or both, needs to once and for all recognize tribes.
Though little progress has been made at a state level on the issue, Slager says the state's social and political climates have changed over the last 15 years.
Everybody sees that there's an issue, and also there's fewer people who are fearing this issue. There's more people who recognize tribes, work with them, and are in fact seeing the constructive role and see how everybody needs to work together.
Despite those changes, Slager says the state's inconsistent message when it comes to working with tribes has made progress slow.
Until we get that consistent message, whether it be from the administrative arm, the legislative arm, or the judicial arm, being a comprehensive recognition of tribes and working with tribes universally, we have a lot of work to do.
With a new state administration, Slager is hopeful progress can be made. Incoming Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott also served on both commissions and is a Tlingit from Yakutat. He says he will work with Governor-elect Bill Walker to strengthen the state's relationships with tribal entities.
We will try to make progress at the level of the policies and programs and the administration of state government to the maximum extent possible.
The commission is no longer active, but former commission members and others met last December to streamline the report, which they presented to the public today. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.
You can go to alaskapublic.org to see a copy of the full report.